Welcome, friends. If you're itching, just really itching to take your business to the next level of success, whether that's reaching six figures or maybe even seven figures, then this episode is for you. Welcome to my new series, Think Like a CEO. This is the first in this series. And here's the fact. The statistics are just freaking alarming. Only 6% of all entrepreneurs ever achieve six-figure business success. And only 2% ever achieve seven-figure success. So today I want to share with you 11 common pitfalls why these businesses never reach seven-figure success so that you can avoid them, right? And then at the end of the podcast, I'm going to ask you one really big question. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast for business owners who are sick and tired of being that chief everything officer or the juggler or the firefighter and who would rather become highly effective CEOs with a well-oiled business machine. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business growth strategist known for my straight talk and no BS and the simple strategies and mindset shifts that bring my clients more joy, profit, and freedom. So if you're a lawyer, a financial advisor, a real estate investor, an accountant, or other business expert who feels trapped in the day-to-day of your business, then welcome aboard. Hey, welcome. As I said, today is the first in the series of Think Like a CEO. And you know, it's really funny. As business owners, we have never had such access to so much knowledge to make our business building easier, right? We have the University of Google and the School of YouTube and the list goes on. And the question I often ask myself is, why? Why, with all of this available information, why aren't more of us building businesses that really thrive? You see, according to the Kauffman Foundation, only 6% of all businesses ever reach six-figure success, and only 2% ever reach seven figures and beyond. That's right, only 2% ever make it to the seven-figure, the million-dollar mark. So keeping your business afloat is really a feat all on its own. And reaching those seven figures or the million-dollar mark, that's even more challenging. But you can do it. Other entrepreneurs have, and you can too. And that's all the proof you should need. But sometimes the best way to learn how to do something is to learn how not to do it. How and why those who have tried before haven't succeeded. And with that in mind, I want to share 11 pitfalls that keep many business owners from ever reaching seven figures and how you might avoid those same pitfalls. All right, here we go. You ready? Number one, according to stats, 82% of businesses run out of cash. Cash flow. That's right. And why is this so important? Well, according to some experts, at the time of this recording, which is fall 2023, there's a very good chance we could be entering a recession. And at times like this, cash flow, the money in and the money out, that turnover of cash is king. The truth of the matter is the role of the CEO, the role of the founder is to ensure that there's enough cash on hand so that team members can actually execute the company's vision. Now, if you're listening, I'm going to say that statement again because there's some key nuggets here. The role of the founder is to ensure there's enough cash on hand so that team members can execute the company's vision. That's right. Now, the purpose of this episode isn't to dive into all the strategies that you need to avoid running out of cash. But here's the thing. You need to know your numbers. Personally, I can't tell you how many business owners I have seen, I have worked with, who avoid working with me. And they're like ostriches with their heads in the sand when it comes to their money. They ignore their numbers. I say they are absolutely abdicating their responsibility, not only just to them, but to their team, because they're not keeping their finger on the pulse of their business. So number one, ensure that you have enough cash flow to weather the storm. Okay, number two. The second pitfall is that often business owners have a poor understanding of the market needs of their customers. Now, marketing is the process of, you know, who you're targeting, what you're saying in that message, and how you get your message out there. But you must be clear on what your customers want and desire. What is the true transformation they want? You see, whether you're an accountant, a lawyer, a real estate investor, your customer wants something. It's not just financial advice or legal advice. They really truly want a transformation. They have a problem that you can solve. You see, too many business owners think the other way around. They think, huh, I'm the expert. I'm the guru. Here's what they need. So the key here is distinguish between needs and wants. I highly recommend you invest your time in researching and keeping your pulse on what your customer truly wants. Okay, number three, the third pitfall is a poor business model. So does your business, the way it's set up, will it allow you to scale? Or what changes do you need to make so that you can scale? In other words, if you're delivering a service, how could you get either others to deliver the service to you or leverage your time so you're delivering that program, product, service to more than one person at a time? So here's what I mean. The way my coaching business is currently built, I am the only one delivering my service. That's not scalable at this time. However, one way to make it scalable might be if I created a certification program around my methodology. Then someone else could deliver my methodology. Certification programs are just one way of scaling your business. So ask yourself, how could you deliver more of your product, program, or service to more than one customer at a time? You see, a business model that requires you to constantly adding more employees or team members to deliver services, is it truly scalable? Because adding more employees or team members is really just adding more costs and more headaches. The key is, could systems and processes be improved so that team members are more efficient and that they can actually service more people at the same time? So if this is something that resonates with you, watch for my upcoming series on systems and processes. Okay, here we are. Number four, the fourth pitfall. I'll call it poor leadership. My question is, do you have the right team members in the right seats in your business? What I have seen in the past is sometimes as a business grows, you know, employees are kind of hired sporadically. They're hired, I need someone to do more of this. And so I'll hire my neighbor, my friend, my whatever. You need to hire slow and fire fast. You need to hire slow and strategically. That way, you're more likely to optimize the strengths of each team member. Another question around leadership is, are you teaching your department heads how to lead their teams? That's right. Now, I know not every one of you listening has department heads, but some of you do. So do they have regular and effective team meetings? Good question, right? All right, pitfall number five, failure to communicate with clients, team, and their market around their vision. Is everyone on your team, is everyone in your business boat rowing in the same direction? Do they feel part of your bigger purpose, your bigger business purpose? You see, too often I see business owners reluctant to share their vision for the future for their company. And then they're surprised that when they do, everyone, including their clients, are excited to participate. I want to share an example. I have a client who, although his business was profitable, he was working 24/7 and really losing his sanity. And when he came to me, we started talking about vision. And he goes, but who do I share it with, et cetera, et cetera. And then he reported that after we started creating his vision, he shared it with one of his real top clients. And they were so excited about the direction that he was going to be taking in his business that they agreed that they could really participate in this. They could really feel that they would love to be a client of a business who is going in this direction. So be sure to communicate your big picture vision. Number six pitfall that I see is poor systems and processes. And, you know, one of the caveats is that if you do something more than twice, it should be turned into a system or a process. And what I mean by that is there should be a written document explaining how it gets done, when it gets done, and to what level of excellence you expect. You see, systems will set you free, and they will give your team ownership of their job so that you don't have to micromanage constantly. And yes, I'm going to have a series coming up soon on systems, processes, and policies. Okay, where are we so far? So far, we've talked about cash flow, poor market analysis, a business model that's not scalable, you know, lacking leadership skills, failure to communicate an effective vision, and poor systems and processes. But there's more to come. Discover the number one problem that's holding your business back. Have you ever thought, oh, if I could just figure out what my next best step would be in my business, I would feel confident to be able to move forward? Well, my friends, that's why I've created my new free quiz, the Business Freedom Calculator. And in 5 minutes, you'll be able to answer 22 questions that'll help you identify where you fall into one of four stages of business growth. And then when you know that, you'll know what your next best step is. And this calculator will help you lay out specific action steps you need to take now and to ultimately achieve the freedom you desire. Simply go to dianalidstone.com/quiz. That's right. Discover the number one problem that's holding your business back. Take my free business freedom calculator at www.dianalidstone.com/quiz. All right, let's get back into the last of these 11 pitfalls. Number seven is all about pricing and costs. Pricing our own programs, products, or services is probably one of the most difficult and challenging things that business owners face. You see, the problem is we don't see our own value. And I suggest if this is something that resonates with you, go back to episode 108 of this podcast, and I talk about value and building and pricing. And I'll just say this, one of the first things that every single one of my clients over the last 10 years has done is to raise their prices to increase their profitability. That's right. Raise your prices to increase your profitability. And I'll guarantee if you raise your prices 10%, you probably won't even hear a niggle back from any of your customers, and you'll be adding 10% directly to your bottom line. Okay, number eight. Number eight is about having a poor product, program, or service. And that is, it doesn't deliver value, it doesn't create a transformation, and it doesn't get results. Now, I can't particularly help you with this, but the question is, do you have a systematized method for getting regular feedback from your customers to know whether you're delivering a world-class product or service? That's the important thing. Okay, pitfall number nine. The business owner is wearing all the hats in the business. That means they're the executive assistant, they're the marketing department, they're the bookkeeper, they're the accountant. They're the graphic designer, the web designer, they're doing it all. Well, my friends, the role of the CEO is not the same as the role of a solopreneur. It was fine to wear all the hats when you were the solopreneur, because that's probably what you could afford. But in upcoming episodes 109 and 110, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that the solopreneur has to learn to become, they have to evolve into a CEO. That's right. It's one of the biggest shifts you'll need to make if you want to scale your business without losing your sanity. You see, your beliefs, thoughts, habits, and actions that helped you grow your organization to where it is today, those will not, absolutely not be the beliefs, thoughts, habits, and actions you'll need to reach the freedom you desire and the level of success that you desire. You've got to think like a CEO. All right, number 10. One of the things that I have seen over and over again in the 40 years that I've been an entrepreneur and a business owner is that many entrepreneurs do all the right things in their business, all the right activities. They're just doing them at the wrong time. That's right. So here's what I mean. It's the wrong time for their particular stage of business growth. And I remember when I started my retail store, I knew nothing about inventory management, staffing, hiring, marketing, branding. I had to quickly learn the basics of running a business. I've often told the story of a woman I met years ago at a networking event who told me she couldn't understand why her new book, her recently launched book, wasn't helping her to grow her business. We had several discussions, and she soon realized that while a book is a great way to build your credibility and authority, she was new in business. She didn't have a community or an email list to sell her book to. And while her book was amazing, it didn't lead her readers to the next step, working with her. It's just one example of a business owner doing the right thing, but at the wrong time in her business growth timeline. Do the right things, but make sure it's the right time in your business. And as you're growing your business from 6 to 7 figures, one of the things that you must be cognizant of is working on your business, just not in your business. That's right. So what is the difference? Well, a lawyer who focuses on delivering legal work, that's working inside her business. Or an accountant that focuses on completing tax returns, that's working inside your business. If you want to grow and scale your business, if you want to become part of that 2% club, you have to work on your business. You have to reduce your delivery time to less than 35%, and you have to start setting aside time daily, weekly, and quarterly to think about the future of your business. What needs to happen to grow your business? What do you need to double down on? What do you need to let go of? And I share my experience about this in podcast episode number 43, what my husband's retirement taught me about my own business growth. So make sure if you want to grow your business and scale it, if you want to become part of that 2% club, you've got to work on your business on a regular basis. Remember, your business is like a coin. There are two sides. One side is your expertise, and the other side is the business of business. You've got to be great. You've got to be awesome. You've got to be world-class at both to grow and scale without losing your sanity. All right, here we are. The last pitfall that I see. I see business owners thinking they can do it all alone. Oprah didn't. Michael Jordan didn't. Olympic athletes don't do it. They don't go the distance without a coach. That's right. So if these people, if Olympic athletes, you know, Michael Jordan or Oprah didn't get to their level of success without a coach, why the heck do business owners feel that they can? You aren't the Lone Ranger. And even if you were, the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Get help. Hire a coach, a mentor. You see, your coach will challenge your current thinking, challenge your current perspectives, share your wins, share your losses, and guide you to where it is you truly want to go. Business owners who get into that 2% club, don't do it alone. All right, my friends, there we have it. The 11 common pitfalls of why only 2 or 3% of businesses ever reach 7 figures and beyond, right? Once you know these, once you identify where your individual pitfall is, you can improve your business. And I'd love to hear from you, which one of these 11, or maybe there's more, do you need to focus on? So quickly, I'm going to repeat the 11. We've got cash flow, poor market analysis, a business model that's not scalable, poor leadership skills, failure to communicate effectively the vision, poor systems and processes, unprofitable pricing, poor product or service, or no customer feedback, not stepping into that role of CEO, doing the right activities, but at the wrong time, or thinking you can do it alone. So at the beginning of this podcast episode, I mentioned that I would ask you one big question at the end. And here's the question. Now that I've shared those common pitfalls, what do you think is the real root reason businesses don't reach the success they desire? If you think about each one of those 11 pitfalls, now let me ask you, who is ultimately responsible for them? That's right, you. You, the business owner. And I'm sorry to say, this is a little bit of tough love. You, the business owner, perhaps hasn't evolved into a true leader. Perhaps you haven't become that highly effective CEO. Instead, they've probably gotten trapped or burnt out as the chief everything officer. And that's why in the next episodes, I'm going to share with you what it means to become a highly effective CEO, even if you only have one or two part-time team members. So thanks for listening to this particular podcast episode. Every week, I'll share business strategies to help you build a well-oiled business machine. And until next week, remember, you can do this. You can become a highly effective CEO of a well-oiled business machine. Bye for now.